There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with my friend, mentor, pal, colleague. How many other... you're a brother from another mother?
Cohort.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is found at talkers.com. You can go in there and find out the Talkers headline feature. Every week we're going to talk about the status of the news talk format, which is what we talk about every week during this hour. Michael at Talkers Magazine goes through the stories and the people, and they do the research so we know what's going on, and we use it as a basis for our conversation here and as a rundown, another hour of the program, of the items themselves, with examples from great talk radio programs like the ones that Michael listens to all around the country. So, last week it took us 10 minutes to get to this list. And shocking that we got digressing into something else. I don't even remember what we were talking. You know, the time goes by so quickly, it seems literally, as corny as it sounds, like it was 5 minutes ago when you and I were having the conversation about what were the big items on the chart for last week. And if you think about last year, I mean, think about the time. And again, some people say this is so pedantic, but my God, does the time go by quickly.
Right. Time does go by quickly. Time is something that is very hard for anybody to wrap their brain around.
Yep.
And as long as the time goes by quickly for the listeners, that's good.
Yes, exactly.
I would hate for it to go slowly for them.
New.
Although, I don't think, you know, if we want to talk shop about talking shop, I don't think it's bad that we sometimes take our time getting through the list.
No, it isn't.
I didn't read in the contract that the list has to be done quickly at the beginning of our conversation. Did I break format?
No, actually, we could be discussing the nude bus riders in San Francisco. That didn't make it into the top 10, but we could.
Well, there's a lot of things that are talked about on talk radio that don't make it in the top 10.
Right.
As a matter of fact, we squeeze more into the top 10. We cheat.
We do.
There are usually about 14, 15, 16 stories in the top 10 because we do ties.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been very, very, candid about the fact that this is a snapshot. This is an estimate, an approximation. How could anybody actually measure, you know, empirically, how many words have been uttered on radio stations around the country about any particular topic or any particular person? Not to mention, many of these topics overlap. For example, if you're talking about the presidential election, well, that overlaps a lot of the issues that are discussed in the presidential election.
Yep, sure does.
And so again, this is a basic estimate. Taking it from that perspective, it's pretty darn accurate, because I don't know of any organization that has its finger on the pulse of what's going on in talk media as much as the one that I had the honor of heading up.
Yep.
And I have to share, you always say Michael listens to radio, and you make it sound like it's a one-man show with me sitting and tallying all this, but we have an incredible team, and sometimes I'm the last to know, because I could not possibly do all the things that I do and also compile all this information personally. So shall we have a go at it?
We shall, in fact. Please do the honors.
Okay, number 10, we have this story will never die. Deflategate. And it's also tied with the Major League Baseball playoff races. You talk about something going quickly, Doug.
Yeah.
Doesn't it always seem like just yesterday we were discussing opening day of the baseball season,
ball games,
over the
yep.
grass, and the hope springs eternal that every team starts off in first place, and then all of a sudden you're heading into the World Series. And the baseball season, I believe, is one of, if not the longest seasons of major sports.
It is. 162 games. Yep, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Starts first week of April, goes the playoffs start. The last games are in the last week of September, are they not? And then the playoffs
somewhere
start.
There. I have not followed baseball that closely this year. Some years I'm more.
The Red Sox suck this year.
But I do remember when I was a kid, the two most exciting times of the year in terms of what kids feel is the opening of spring season,
yep.
and the opening of baseball. That
yep.
is just, when I was a kid. And I think that when we were kids, baseball was much more of a big deal in our lives than it is to the kids today, but that's a whole other topic. Mm-hmm. And then also, of course, the pennant races. were very exciting. Now we have the playoff races, very, very different. And if this were a sports talk show, we can go on for hours about the cultural changes over the decades. At number nine, on a serious, serious note, the Western wildfires. At number eight, Jimmy Carter's cancer announcement. North and South Korea tensions is at seven. At number six, a most stunning case, although I cease to be stunned anymore by anything, the Jared Fogle child sex porn case. Who would have thunk such a thing?
What a twisty, turny, oof.
Yeah, I know. Just and then look at this other one, number
so
five.
So is this one, yeah.
The Ashley Madison hacking.
Like a field
I mean, a
day for
can't even, a person
news.
Can't even have a secret affair anymore without it being plastered all over the internet.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And the divorce lawyers are salivating over that deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And believe me, there are armies of lawyers. There are more people going over those files than going over Hillary's emails. At number four, the Black Lives Matter movement tied with the St. Louis police shooting. At number three, here's a broad category for you, the 2016 presidential candidates. I mean, right. You know, that unto itself is the Encyclopedia Britannica. And at number two, we have the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And at number one, the Mr. Domination, Mr. Talk Radio, Mr. Star, the most important man in the world. The Donald Trump immigration plan. The 10 most talked about people. Let's see, we have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 people on this list.
Nice job. How do you do that in 10?
You know,
10,
hey,
9.5. Nine, 8.5. There we go.
Hey, at least we admit that it's an estimate. At number 10, we have Tom Brady and Roger Goodell. At number 9, we have John Kerry. We have Jimmy Carter at number 8. Number 7, Jared Fogle. At number 6, Mike Huckabee and Rand Paul. Number 5, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Number 4, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, and Carly Fiorina. Hillary is at 3. President Barack Obama is at 2. And the most important man in the Milky Way galaxy, Donald Trump, for the second week in a row, he has topped this survey. Something I don't know if anybody has ever been number one 2 weeks in a row.
Who wasn't the president?
Knocking off the president, other than the president,
right.
In the history of this chart.
Yeah.
That's off the top of my head, so don't go quoting.
Look how he's doing in Florida. He's ahead in the polls by 4 or 5 points. Over Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida. And as I'm just going to, we'll pause in a moment, but I'm going to give you one piece of info. I do not, on my Good Day program, Mondays through Friday show that airs on a lot of these same stations, do much politics because it isn't really what the nature of the program is. It's hard to stay away from it. We do certainly talk a lot about personalities, and I said something on the air this week akin to the 17 Republicans. I only thought that there were 3 that had any substance as far as I was concerned, because that was my opinion, and the program is about the opinion of the host and the other people that are on the air, as well as the people who are listening. What's your opinion? And so this guy sent a Facebook post back to me telling me that I was a moron. And everybody else on the air with me, Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, were much smarter than I was. And he was going to call the station manager that carries my program and ask them to take me off because I don't like the 17 Republican candidates with the exception of... And I didn't say I didn't like. I just thought they had nothing to say other than Trump and Fiorina. And I think I used Cruz as the third one. So this is the state of talk radio today, or at least with some, where somebody doesn't like what you're saying, so we're going to call up the station and have him taken off because he's a moron.
That's the state of human discourse all the way back to smoke signals.
Yeah.
I mean, welcome to the reason we have a First Amendment.
I know, right. Well, it's very interesting to see how people come around with that. All right, meanwhile, we'll pause for a moment, then back to the list and the stories, the people that make up the fascinating world of News Talk Radio, the most important radio format in many ways of measurement. We'll talk about that. There's a report in Talkers Magazine this week about it. That's coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over the counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV. So you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
Let's keep moving here. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. This I don't want to give short shrift to because it's a big story this week. There are a lot of people who are in the digital world, and I kind of don't want to overcook this, but I'm also accused sometimes of not explaining things well enough or going back on the story, Michael, because my assumption is that people know the story or they've heard it before and yada, yada. So in the case of radio, you hear a lot from the digital world, radio is dead. Radio is dying. Radio is the past. Radio is this. Radio is that. And I get pretty damn sick of it, and I bet you do too. I don't know that you and I have talked about this much, but there are all these people in naysayers. Hello, 290 million people a week use the radio. And there are some other stats that have come out this week that I think are something we could crow about. But don't you get tired of that foolishness?
Well, I get tired of all foolishness, and I don't suffer fools well, so yeah. But it is the topic of our times in terms of the transition between 20th century culture and 21st century culture. We're in a transitional period. I mean, obviously, people will be putting down the things that are moving into the past and promoting the things that are coming up in the future. Radio is in a transitional period. And for radio to not die, it must be good.
Yep. It's got to be good, different, relevant, not the same old, same old. And yet you do hear a lot of the same old, same old. But there are reasons to rejoice, and we'll talk about that in a moment. I know that the people who listen to this program are really fans. That's what the countdown is all about, to accede to the wishes, the will, the things that we want to know about the hosts and the topics in the world of News Talk Radio. So that continues with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen in a moment. Here, stand by for more of this week's countdown.
Radio Countdown. Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
There was a fellow in Boston. I'm back on the countdown with Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen here. I grew up in Boston. Listened as a kid growing up to WBZ. And the morning host was a fellow named Carl DeSuze. And the reason I figure you know about him is because you grew up in New York. I'm thinking because you've lived out in Springfield for so long that you...
Yeah, I did not grow up with Boston radio, but no. I certainly know a lot about it.
Carl DeSuze used to... He was a guy who had nothing but good things to say about anything and anybody. He did mornings on WBZ for 24 years or more, maybe. He was a stalwart, and really until he retired in his late 60s and was replaced by Dave Maynard, he really held the Boston market, and he didn't really say anything. It was hopey-dopey-do, this is the Carl DeSuze show, and all kinds of platitudes and silly things. And this guy had a Harvard PhD, and you would never have known it to listen to him. He was originally born in French Canada, and he came to America and was quite a showman. And the reason I'm bringing this story up is because he was somebody that we gravitated to. He was a personality, and that's what I learned as a kid about the radio. I wanted to listen to these people, because they had things to say, and what did I know about? I just knew it was a box. You turned the switch on, voices came out of it. And you, as well, growing up with some of the great people in New York radio, and yeah, we can find some of them around, or some people of that ilk today. But one wonders, when we look at News Talk being the number two format, especially in medium markets around the country, what does that say about the big markets? So would you interpret that data for us that came out of this State of the Media report this week?
Well, I mean, quite simply, News Talk Radio is one of the two biggest formats for years. This is not new.
No, it isn't new.
And why wouldn't it be?
But people think, oh, wow, look at that, people listen to the radio. Much to the point of what you said a few minutes ago, we're in a transitional period where there's lots of stuff available for people that are our age, for the Gen Xers, for the millennials. And they're using, I just yesterday went through with my lady, she's got an Apple Watch, and she was talking to me on her Apple Watch.
Her Dick Tracy watch.
Yeah, I said, well, put it down on your side, let me see if I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear her just as well. What amazing, and on it, while she's talking to me, she's looking at her email. This is a watch, for God's sakes. She can listen.
She really focused on you, isn't she? While she's talking to you, she's checking the time.
Everything else that's going on. Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're all becoming technologically induced telepathics.
Yeah.
I mean, we have too many things bouncing through our heads.
The laugh was after she was doing that, when we walked out of the Apple store, I've got my flip phone I've had a flip phone all along, and when the old one goes, I get a new one. I can still find flip phones. I have all of the technology. I just don't want to use it because it
usurps. You don't have a smartphone? You don't have a smartphone?
I have a smartphone, but I don't use it. I use it for
something. Well, I don't use half the things on my smartphone.
Yeah, what it does is it occupies so much of your time and attention. She rarely puts her iPhone down. She's always on it with messages. I mean, I was in where the heck was I the other day? In a theater, I think. No, I was at a concert, the Doobie Brothers, and sitting in the back at the tables before they came out, I looked at everybody in a dozen tables. Every single person was on their iPhone, reading it, watching something, doing it. It's overcome society, Michael.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Oh, that's why I got a flip phone.
Of human wiring.
Yeah, that's why I keep my flip phone, so I can have conversations with you, even though the people that I work with all laugh at me because they think it's hysterical that I have a flip phone in this age. I just think that that's, that we all have
choices. I walk around with a telephone booth. I wheel it wherever I go. What would Superman do today if he had no place to change his clothes?
I hope it's a London phone. But all right, back to the specifics of this study in a moment. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. The headline feature, if you were going online, and you ought to, if you're a follower of fashion here, you ought to every day check in at Talkers.com to see what's going on. Not only in the headline department, but also you can go be very entertained by what's on Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of good stuff, all focused on this format, the News Talk format. Okay, so back to the state of the art, excuse me, and where it comes in. Is there a reason given? Is it other than, okay, everybody listening to it, but how penetrating is this study?
I don't know. I didn't do the study. I'm just a messenger. Mm-hmm. And so I do not endorse it, nor do I claim to understand it. I do know that most of the studies that are released by the radio industry about how wonderful radio is are put on by companies that are paid by the radio industry.
Yeah, of course.
So I take it all, I just take it for what it is. I personally do not believe that any of the 20th century media, radio, television, newspapers, magazines, are doing as well as they used to. As Bob Dylan said, you don't need a weatherman to tell you which way the wind is blowing. But I do think,
especially the weathermen they have today, because they're always wrong.
But I do believe that they're doing better than some of the naysayers say.
Right.
So, frankly, even though you're citing a survey that was reported in my publication, I don't necessarily live or die by it. I think it's interesting. I would rather say to radio people, it's good that there are naysayers because they keep you on your toes. Because I believe, if I could tell anything to this industry that I think would be productive, is you'd better do the best you can and make radio vital and stop worrying about statistics, because if you don't compete as hard as you can, and you don't put things on the radio that people need, that they want, that they enjoy, that promotes a better humanity, that makes lives better, then radio will eventually fade into the past.
Yeah.
So and that's my position on this.
All right. Take something else. It's a great story. A lot of people may not know who this guy is, but it's a great, great story. Makes for great fodder in our conversational world. If you want to get away from Hillary Clinton's emails and the presidential candidates and all of the shooting, but stay in St. Louis, The number three item this week has to do with, number four rather, the police shooting, as Michael told us. But there's a story about a talker from the best radio station. That's not fair, because there are two great radio stations doing talk in St. Louis. The ratings may be a little higher at some point at KMOX than they are over across the street where our pal McGraw-Milhaven is. My pal, anyway. I like him a lot. Charlie Brennan, your report suggests, was arrested a couple of years ago for speeding. And he took it to court,
He received a ticket for speeding. He was not arrested.
No, did I say arrested? Sorry.
Yeah, you said he was arrested.
Right. He got a ticket for speeding, and he decided to push it. So he did tell us the story. This is a great
story. Well, what happened is he challenged the constitutionality of having those cameras in the intersections. You know, those robo cameras that without getting into all the legal minutia, court after court found him to be right. And this host has successfully overturned whatever premise the state had for having these cameras up. And, you know, again, they're very intrusive. They are full of all kinds of legal loopholes.
Right, wrong and, most of the time.
Yeah, and quite often they're wrong. And also you don't know who's driving the car.
Yeah.
You know, when it goes through there. So, I mean, you know, there are so many different, you know, moving violations are different than parking violations. You know, parking violation, the owner of the car is responsible. But if, you know, but a moving violation is, can border
driver
on criminal
is responsible.
In civic, you know, law. And so, I guess the point of the story is that Charlie Brennan, made news and actually, by standing up to it and going to the trouble of fighting City Hall, so to speak, he won and he made something happen for the people of Missouri.
I thought it was great talk radio fodder, good because it's a practical. It's something where a guy like Charlie, who's a native Massachusetts broadcaster, went to KMOX as a kid and made a career out of it. What a great story. He used to be on the same station I was in Newton, Massachusetts, and he took a flyer. He just decided he'd send a tape to the then manager, Mr. Highland, and Highland liked him, brought him out there for a trial. Kid never came back. And he was like 28 or 29 when he went. He's been there 30 years, I think, Michael.
Yeah, he's been there a long time.
A long time.
Coincidentally, you mentioned your buddy, McGraw-Milhaven, from KTRS, I believe.
Right, the other station.
In St. Louis. Charlie Brennan and McGraw-Milhaven were for many years co-hosts of a show on KMOX. I believe it was the morning show. I'm not sure, but I do remember. And one was the wise guy, and one was the serious guy.
Charlie's the serious guy. McGraw is the wise guy.
Right.
But it's just it's so cool to see. He's a wonderful guy, and so I'm happy for his success. But to take something like this, the reason I'm telling the story is because the drama around it is so wonderfully from the world of talk radio that I grew up in. I mean, the host having things happen to them because there's so much focus on them and not necessarily the issues. To take something like that that seems so simple, but yet it's in the interest of the old Vox Populi. Remember the Jerry Williams idea? Take the people's issues and make something happen around them. Who wouldn't wrap themselves in? We hate the police cameras. Those traffic cameras. We can't stand them. So here's a guy who stands up and says, I'm not going to take it anymore. The audience loves it. It's great radio.
Yeah, and there are examples of that around the country that still exists, as evidenced by the fact that Charlie Brennan did it. You know, I'm not quite sure what you're driving at.
You mean
the talk radio was better back in the old days than it is today?
I don't want to make a judgment. I mean, we just said it was number two. I just think because I'm the type of person that doesn't like to settle in on one thing and talk about it all the time. So I tend to think that people who do it the way I do it are the more interesting.
I mean, you know, this
my
is prejudice. The Radio Countdown Show.
Yeah.
It's a program every week in which we talk about what's going on in talk radio.
Yep.
And today I get the impression that you're not happy with anything that's going on in talk radio.
No, that's not true. All right, so let's fix that. I don't want that to be the feeling. That's not what I mean.
I'm critical of talk radio, but I'm also a supporter of it.
Right, we're cheerleaders for it. Yeah.
I'm not a cheerleader. I'm a booster.
Well, I'll be a booster. I'll be a cheerleader. No, I love the format. I just like the fact that people can take something like that And isn't it better or more interesting to talk with someone like that? Unless some host somewhere comes up on the Ashley Madison hacking list. Okay, let's say Joe Schmo, who's in Denver, shows up on that list of people who've used it.
Huh? Not possible. Talk show hosts have the absolute impeccable character.
Right, except for the former governor of Connecticut. on his way to jail.
I want to say one thing that you mentioned.
I'm sorry if I brought that to the thing.
You said before that talk radio is number two on this survey. I want to point out for the listeners that for years now, talk radio and country music radio have bounced
back
up and back between
yes.
the two of them as one
yep.
and two in terms of listenership on radio.
Yes.
This is nothing new. And country music dominates the music scene, it does, and talk radio, news talk radio, and sports talk radio combined, and all news radio, spoken word radio, dominates the AM dial and has penetrated to a great degree FM and is doing well on satellite and internet. But the two formats, country music and all of its permutations, talk radio and all its permutations, have been flip-flopping as number one and number two for decades. And I see no reason why it will continue. This is not a new development.
No. All right. So in a moment, I want to take another one of these items that's on the countdown, stories that are not about politics, maybe because it's about a politician. It hasn't been, but it's a great human interest story and is being told pretty well by many of the folks on the air who have the correct information about Jimmy Carter. So that's up next here as we wrap up our overview of what's going on this week with the stories and the topics on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
There's a certain time in a guy's life when his hair is really good, when it looks and feels the best it ever will. This is his hair prime, and many guys are wasting it by using the same type of shampoo their mom bought for them years ago. In order to help guys recognize and celebrate this crucial time, Axe Hair is urging guys to make the most of their hair prime now by using a shampoo that's specifically designed for men's hair care needs. Axe Hair teamed up with professional baseball player Matt Harvey to show guys across the country what it's like to live your hair prime to the fullest.
I wear a baseball cap every day, so my hair goes through a lot. When I'm off the field, I like to make sure I'm treating my hair right. With the help of Axe Hair, I'm able to have healthy, full hair that makes me look and feel great.
To live your hair prime to the fullest, visit local retailers for Axe Hair shampoos, each specifically designed for men and their different hair needs. Check out www.axe.us to learn more about the entire line of Axe Hair shampoos and other Axe Hair products.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV. So you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way?
their thighs.
Check Tuck's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We get together enthusiastically each week to bring you the story behind the stories, if you will. And at the number 8 position this week, according to Michael in the charts, Jimmy Carter's cancer announcement. The way it's being handled versus the way Jimmy Carter used to be handled by many of our brethren. And I'm going to tell you that I'm one of those people. I think Jimmy Carter is one of the worst presidents we ever had. But that doesn't mean he's not a great human being, wonderful person. I don't think we often distinguish between the two. But I thought the way that he came out and the way that it's been handled or discussed by most of the shows anyway I've seen, Michael, or heard, was quite touching. And there's a great lesson also here, not only in his experience, but, you know, the whole cancer experience and what's going on in our country. So I thought,
well, he's 90 years old, and certainly he's had a legacy, and he has done a lot of things since being president that one could say are quite admirable. He has shown that, you know, life does not have to end. You don't have to spend the rest of your life, you know, making $100,000 speeches and hanging around the golf course after being president.
Right.
He's gone out and the list of efforts. I mean, he's still controversial. A lot of people disagree with his position on the Middle East.
Yeah.
I still hear people say Jimmy Carter is a fool.
Yeah.
I have seen audiences hiss him. You know, he's still politically controversial. But as a person, he's a role model for graceful aging and for remaining active and for basically trying to be productive. But, you know, also there's a nostalgia here. He's a living president. He's 90 years old. And it's nice that people are focusing on good things about Jimmy Carter. He's handling the cancer with great grace and courage cites that he is a man of faith. Mm-hmm. And that he's relying on his faith to go to the next chapter with courage. And as I said before, the best word I could figure is grace. And, you know, more power to him.
You know, one of the great personal stories here in times I've interviewed him 3 or 4 times. And once was in person, standing up in front of him, the two of us together. I'm holding a microphone talking to him. And I found it fascinating just watch his mouth move and his facial expressions, the sincerity that comes across. I don't know why I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I remember him so convincing. And that's what you have to be. I mean, these people that get into that club, the president, former president club, no matter what, they have to be something special in order to have been there. And I think that's
both for good and bad. Some of them are cutthroat murderers,
right?
And literally and figuratively. So I look upon them for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot become president unless you are skilled at all kinds of skullduggery and nefarious activities. You just can't get to that point.
Yeah.
But here, let me give you something interesting. Go to YouTube and find the Jimmy Carter's acceptance speech when he was nominated for president at the Democratic Convention in 1976. When he was going to run against Gerald Ford coming out of the Watergate time.
Yep.
Forget what happened since. Just look at his speech, and you would think that this guy was the second coming. You would think the Democrats had put up somebody that was going to be the greatest president of all time. His speech was fantastic, and he went on to become one of the most ineffective presidents.
Yeah.
Point being, there is a giant disconnect between what people say and what people do.
Yep.
And if we can keep that in mind during every election cycle, we'll vote much more intelligently.
I was thinking, actually, I heard somebody do a great job on a talk radio program the other day comparing the presidential candidates in that year that you're talking about and how Jimmy Carter came to the top and the ones that are running today. and the interesting types of people that were around that. None of those names you remember. None of the people that ran against. So will that, in fact, later on be the case? We won't remember any of these people that ran against whoever the candidate becomes for next year, perhaps. That's the then and now of it. Mostly the Talk Radio Countdown Show focuses on the now of what's going on in this fascinating, wonderful world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, always happy to have him here as the expert. He's here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show to go through the stories and to check out all the things that are available for you to learn about the format of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's take a deep breath now. Our lives are all a marathon, not a short sprint. So if you can slow down a bit to listen to the conversation I'm about to have, Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams. Actually, if I have time, I want to talk to you about one of these, the toll road user scams.
Oh, yeah.
Ton of other scams related to weather, all that stuff going on. But first, let's get to the world of legalities and whether or not there's ever going to be an end to Tom Brady's trouble. At the time this program was put together, there was no decision. In fact, the people at the NFL offices seem to be digging their heels in, but yet the judge keeps saying you got no proof. So where the heck does this go legally?
Well, what's probably going to happen, both sides do seem to be unwilling to meet the other. Although, you know, apparently there's been some indication that Brady would accept a one-game penalty for non-cooperation, but he's not going to admit he did anything wrong. The NFL is definitely taking a hard line, as they have with much of their labor issues, and that's one reason why the Players Association is so upset. Frankly, I've said from the start, on pure technicality, not whether he did it or not, Brady's going to be victorious if the judge has to rule, because the particular rule that they're using against him was only used against teams. He was not given notice that this could be applied against him. It is not following precedent. They've got some conflicts of interest. I mean, there's a panoply of flaws with this. And even though generally administrative hearings get supported by the courts, in this case there are a lot of flaws. The judge doesn't want to do that. He'd love to see them come to an agreement. I don't think they will, and I think the judge will rule sometime before the season that Brady can play.
All right. So we got that taken care of from the perspective of our lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Next
and
up, Jared.
Right.
Number six this week on the countdown, Jared Fogle and his plea bargain. Was this the best deal he could have gotten, and is this the end of it?
It is probably going to be the end of it. You know, the first reports when they came out were generally that Fogle had child pornography on his computer. Certainly an offense, but nowhere near what it turns out to be, because he apparently was secretly photographing underage girls. He was also paying for sex with underage girls, and he's going away, and he should go away. The plea bargain, the government is not going to ask for more than 13 years. His lawyers agree not to ask for less than 5 years in prison. He's going to be paying restitution to 14 victims he secretly photographed or paid for sex. They're going to be getting $100,000 each. This one's sad. This one's shocking. The next news was his poor wife filing for divorce as she's finding out about this. It's just a sad case all around.
All right. So that's the Jared Fogle case. The Ashley Madison hacking and the lawyers that are drooling looking at how many people are going to be called. The divorce lawyers are all over this. But I understand there are a lot of people whose names are on there that really have no standing. It may be a lot of names, but they're names that come from dubious sources or got on there in dubious ways. There's still plenty of people, probably millions, who are going to be embarrassed by
it. And there are some famous people and people who use their real names. One of the Dugars, the family that had their reality show, and they're, you know, the holier than thou's. Well, apparently he wasn't, and admitted that he had affairs. But for the most part, when Ashley Madison took an email address and a name, they never verified. So what you have is the name Barack Obama appears 12 times in there. And I think it's a pretty good bet that he's not on Ashley Madison.
No.
So even though there are a lot of military and government email addresses on there, there's no limit for stupid. So there may be some people who legitimately use their governmental and military email addresses who are on there are going to be embarrassed. But we shouldn't jump to conclusions because people will falsify those.
Right. On the St. Louis police shooting, the latest there, they got him dead to right.
Does appear that they've got their guy.
They've got the goods on. Right. Okay. Yeah. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, fellow. There's all kinds of scams and identity theft issues in the world today. Check out his website, Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, to protect yourself. 59 past the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.